Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mind in Motion. Today we're diving into something super important, building resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? You know, those moments where everything seems to be going wrong, and you're left feeling knocked off balance? Well, guess what? You are not alone. Adversity is a part of the human experience, but how we respond to it, that's what truly defines us. Today, we're going to explore some practical strategies to help you bounce back stronger than ever. Think of this as your mental toolkit. Equip yourself with these techniques and watch how you navigate challenges with newfound confidence. We'll talk about the power of perspective, the importance of self-care, and the magic of finding meaning even in difficult times. First up, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. Our minds are powerful things, capable of both building us up and tearing us down. When adversity strikes, it's easy to fall into a spiral of negative thinking. This is awful. I can't handle this. It's never going to end. But what if we flip the script? Instead of focusing on the problem, try shifting your perspective. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? What opportunities might arise from this challenge? Think about it like this. A setback isn't necessarily a defeat. It's often a chance to reassess, adjust, and come back even stronger. Like that time you fell off your bike as a kid. Did you just give up? No, you dusted yourself off, maybe even got a few scrapes, but you hopped back on and kept riding. That's resilience in action. Number two, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, especially when facing adversity. Imagine trying to run a marathon on an empty tank, not going to happen. Your physical and mental well-being need attention, even more so when things get tough. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to uplifting music, practicing mindfulness, or simply enjoying a good book. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself allows you to approach challenges with greater clarity and strength. It's like giving your mental muscles a chance to recharge and rebuild. Now, let's talk about finding meaning. This one is powerful. When adversity hits, it's easy to feel lost and directionless. But here's the thing. Even in difficult times, there's often a hidden opportunity for growth and learning. Think of it like this. Imagine a tree that's weathered a storm. It may look battered and bruised, but those scars tell a story of resilience and survival. The tree has adapted and grown stronger because of the challenge. Similarly, when we face adversity, we have the chance to discover new strengths, develop valuable coping mechanisms, and cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. So, how do you find meaning in hardship? By focusing on the lessons learned, by helping others who are struggling, by using your experience to inspire others, or simply by appreciating the small things that bring you joy. Let me give you a real-world example. Picture Sarah, who lost her job unexpectedly. She could have spiraled into despair, but instead, she took this as an opportunity to reassess her career goals and develop new skills. She enrolled in online courses, volunteered at a local charity, and eventually landed a fulfilling job that aligned with her passions. Sarah's story shows us how adversity can be a catalyst for positive change. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience. Reframe your thoughts, prioritize self-care, find meaning in hardship, cultivate gratitude, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Keep in mind, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's about learning, adapting, and growing stronger with each challenge you face. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to build your resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes of Mind in Motion. Until next time, keep moving forward, stay focused, and never stop exploring the incredible power of your mind.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.